August 16th marked 30 years since a horrific air accident in Detroit. There was only one survivor in the crash of Northwest Flight 255. This year, the families of the victims came together to remember their loved ones. WKAR's Carell Vega reports.
A vigil was held this week at the site of the deadliest plane crash in Michigan history.
This was the scene near the Detroit airport where a Northwest Airlines jet crashed moments after takeoff last night, killing at least 154 people.
There's this, you wouldn't believe it. It was just totally destroyed.
Northwest Airlines Flight 255 crashed shortly after taking off from the Detroit Metropolitan Airport on August 16, 1987. The crash killed 156 people, including all six crew members. 56-year-old Tony Zanger is one of the organizers of the vigil. Zanger lost his brother and his soon-to-be sister-in-law in the crash.
It's about, basically for us, it means honoring and remembering our loved ones.
The annual vigil takes place at the site of the accident, a memorial built between Interstate 94 and Middlebelt Road in Romulus. Zanger says family members of the victims of the crash were instrumental in creating the monument.
We raised the funds for much of the monument that we had erected at the former crash site.
Along with building a monument to honor those lost on Northwest Flight 255, the victims' families helped in introducing a law to help other families affected by aviation disasters.
Well, we joined with other air crash family groups to help develop the Aviation Disaster Family Assistance Act of 1996, which guarantees more humane and organized and systematic treatment of family members in the event of an air accident.
Zanger says the vigil can be very therapeutic for the family members who attend.
You know, we've become extended family for each other, I think, because we shared a common bond. And, you know, we deal with this 365 days a year. I mean, we don't grieve 365 days a year, but it's a part of our lives.
The vigil concluded at 8:46 p.m., the time of the original crash, with the reading of the victims' names. 4-year-old Cecilia Sheehan was the sole survivor of Flight 255. Zanger says she has never attended the vigils. For WKAR News, I'm Carell Vega.